朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨
This morning,
我要和弟兄姐妹大家看一段神的话。
I'd like you to study with me the word of God.
这段圣经是记在路加福音第八章。
This could be found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 8.
那弟兄姐妹们，当我们读这段圣经的时候，我们实实在在感到、感觉到耶稣实在是爱那一人。
As you read the text, you could really feel that Jesus loved that man.
不仅是爱了那个人，
Not only did he love that man,
而且耶稣也救了他。
He also saved him.
所以我们唱比较快一点，好不好？
So we're going to sing to him faster.
都是年轻人嘛。
You're all young.
哈，我们不是七老八十岁了。
We're not older.
我不是讲你们，讲我自己。
For the sermon today.
如果你要看这段圣经比较完整一点的话，你需要看马太福音第八章跟马可福音第五章，把它合用合并起来，你可以看见一本完全。
If you want to see the complete picture of what happened, you can also refer to Matthew 8 as well as Mark 5. That will give you the three different perspectives of what happened.
这段圣经是告诉我们说，耶稣基督是一个被鬼附着的人，把他赶走。
And the point is that Jesus Christ was able to drive out the demons that possessed a man.
再过十天
After 10 days,
就是我们说万灵节，对不对啊？
We are now into Halloween.
万灵节就是什么？
Halloween is about what?
就是鬼节。
It is about ghosts and
goblins. 哎呀，你可看见到了这一个这个到了十一月底的时候，你可看见到处橱窗里面呢、啊，这个甚至于那个店员呢、啊，都打扮了像鬼一样的。
As we head towards the end of October, you will see that there are many ghost and goblins type theme that is prevalent in society.
如果去年
last year,
你到了 Richmond Mall 的话
，If you went to the Richmond Mall last year,
Richmond Mall 从前是有一个 Sears 是一个店。
In the past, there was a Sears store that closed.
那么就是在十月的时候，这个门就开了。
But however, they opened their doors in October.
这个开了，所看见里面所这个摆设的，不是那些衣服，不是那些皮鞋、皮包的，都是鬼呀。
What you see in the former Sears store would not be clothing or Sears stuff, but rather everything about the devil and the ghost.
这个空房子本来是非常的大。
It is a big space.
你进去的时候啊，你真是看见哦，这个汗毛就竖起来了。
As you go in, it gives you a scary sensation.
我是神的仆人，是传道人啊。
I am God's servant.
我不应该怕鬼啊。
I should not be afraid of ghosts.
但是你进去的时候也是啊，这个汗毛淋漓的。
But when I go in, the hair at the back of my hand would stand.
你看见到处都是骷髅头。
Because you see skulls.
或者是一个虎头把这个骷髅头砍在那里啊。
Or maybe an axe that is cutting down.
七孔流血，都是血。
And there's a lot of gore and blood.
哎呦，你看起来这个汗毛就竖起来了。
And it makes you scared.
这个是鬼节。
This is a season of the ghosts.
我们从台湾来。也是这样子。
And for people from Taiwan, it's exactly the same thing.
这个农历七月份的时候
，in the seventh month of the Lunar New Year,
台湾说是这是鬼节，鬼月。
The Taiwanese would call that the time of ghosts.
Yeah, 从七月一号开始
，starting from the seventh month first day,
那个鬼门关就开了。
They say that the doors to hell open.
所有的鬼就出来了。
So all the ghosts are now coming out.
那个是个流浪鬼啊。
And you may have the ghosts are wondering.
里面有好多恶鬼啦，因为这个很恶鬼就漂流在这个世界上。
And you have all the demons who are hungry and searching for things.
在那去就找东西吃了。
And they're looking for food.
所以呢，家家户户到了晚上的时候
，every family and at a night time.
有的人在那里烧纸啊。
They will be burning paper.
有的是在那里祭拜啊。
They will be doing some type of offering.
哇这个晚上就不敢出来了。
And they dare not leave the house at night.
那我请问各位啊。
Let me ask.
你相信不相信鬼世界上有鬼啊？
Do you think there are ghosts in the world?
你信不信啊？
Do you believe in ghosts?
只有三四个人点头啊
Only three or four of you are agreeing.
我请问你相不相信鬼
That do you believe in ghosts?
啊我告诉各位啊
I'll tell you.
如果你是真真实实在在信靠这位主的人
If you truly believe in God.
你也相信耶稣基督已经拯救了你
And you believe that Jesus has redeemed you.
每一个基督徒
Every believer.
我们相信我们的上帝。
We believe in our God.
我们也相信魔鬼的存在。
We believe the existence of Satan.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
虽然魔鬼不是像那些那个这个是非常可怕的牧羊来恐吓我们。
Although the devil may not be what people imagine it to be.
让我们看见。
That you can see.
但是我告诉各位，那个无形的鬼，魔鬼常常在这个人世界里面来捉弄人。
However, the figureless devil is always here to cause you trouble.
我自己常常经历到鬼的那个捉弄。
And I personally have been tricked by the devil often.
我女人和我常常到外面去布道去。
My wife and I, we would go out to evangelize.
每一次我到外面去布道，不是陪灵哦，去布道的时候。
Every time we reach out in an evangelistic outreach.
我总是遇见有些不同的事情发生。
We find so many weird things happening.
有的时候几乎车子撞了。
Sometimes there's an accident.
有的时候我还记得我到这个去我到这个芝加哥去一个联合的布道会。
I was in Chicago for a joint meeting.
我买好 United Airlines 的飞机票。
And I bought the United Airlines ticket.
就是那一天我要去的。
That day of my departure.
结果 United Airlines on strike.
Then United Airlines went on strike.
哎呀，我真急啊！
And I was so concerned.
知道啊，我用各样的方法，到最后是从这个飞机场到了芝加哥飞机场，我到火车到了这个加拿大联合教会的时候，刚刚他们还已经在开始唱诗了。
I had to find my way into Chinatown in Chicago by train from the airport, and eventually, when I got there, they were already started singing.
我知道撒旦魔鬼的工作。
I know this is the work of the devil.
弟兄姐妹，圣经清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
魔鬼的工作。
The work of the devil.
我到现在请你们大家好不好看一看，好不好？
Let's all read together.
那现在请你们把这个把彼得前书，彼得前书那个
First Peter
有没有啊？啊 ，First Peter 第有没有？没有啊？好
，First Peter
我这样子啊，我这样子，我不要你们念。我如果你们有别的话，就把它写下来。
If you've got a pen, you note this down.
我请你们就把这个经文就慢慢的就打上来，好不好
？So we will just watch the script on the PowerPoint.
那是马克的彼得前书第五章第八节说
，First Peter 5:8。
他你们谨慎啊
！Be alert and of sober mind.
因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同嚎叫的狮子，遍地游行，来寻找那可吞吃的人。
Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like the roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
还有哥林多前书也有。
And in 1 Corinthians,
雅各书也有。
In James,
我是本来我想每一节圣经都给你们念一念。
I wanted to read from all those texts.
因为恐怕我的时间不够。
But I don't have the time.
所以弟兄姐妹们，圣经是充满了关于魔鬼的事情。
The scriptures are filled with things about the devil.
你记得不记得耶稣基督这个四十天受魔鬼的试探
？Do you remember Jesus during the 40 days he was being tempted by the devil?
这个路加福音告诉我们说，在这四十天的当中，魔鬼用各样的方法来试探耶稣。
The Gospel of Luke says that.The devil used all manner of temptation to tempt Jesus.
来引诱耶稣在你犯罪
To tempt Jesus to commit sin.
引诱耶稣来怀疑他自己是不是神的儿子
To tempt Jesus to doubt whether he is the son of God.
你记得不记得约翰在十三章告诉我们说
In John 13.
这为什么犹大会出卖耶稣呢
Why did Judas betray Jesus Christ?
这个约翰福音十三章告诉我们说这个魔鬼进了犹大的心
John 13 says that the devil entered the heart of Judas.
所以从那时候开始
And from that day onward,
他要出卖耶稣他要找机会来出卖耶稣
He was looking for a way to sell out Jesus Christ.
那现在呢我想如果你们想要那些的圣经的话
If you want all those biblical references, I'm going to have it on a PowerPoint.
但是现在到今天为止,
but up to this point,
很多人在那怀疑,
many people are doubting.
很多人说在21世纪,
they're saying in the 21st century,
我们是科学的时代,
we are a scientific generation.And we all know about technology and so on. How can the devil exist? How can ghosts exist?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
请记得,
remember,
魔鬼是存在的,
that the devil exists.
这段圣经很高, 很清楚告诉我们,
the Bible very clearly tells us
魔鬼喜欢捉弄人,
that he wants to trick people.
魔鬼喜欢附在人的身上做那些不应该做的事情,
they want to possess people to make them do things that they should not be doing.
那非常可怕的,
and that's scary.
虽然人说这是迷信,
although people say it's superstitious,
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 我们信主的人, 我们一定相信魔鬼的存在,
but as believers we need to know and acknowledge his existence.
我再说,
let me repeat,
虽然魔鬼不是像那些的恐怖的样子给你看见,
although the devil may not be the gory, violent, bloody things that you see,
但是魔鬼要用各样的方法来试探人引诱人是要人离开上帝。
But the devil will use all kinds of tricks to make you get away from God.
你可以看见魔鬼常常在人的心耳朵里面讲话。
Many times the devil will speak to you in a soft voice.
不一定。
May not be.
不一定。
Not, may not be so.
你记得不记得当主当上帝创造亚当夏娃的时候
？When God created Adam and Eve.
告诉他这个树上的果子，除了所有的果子都可以吃，除了一棵生命果树不能吃。
And God said, "You can eat the tree of any fruit except this one."
但是魔鬼怎么说
？What did the devil say?
这棵树可以吃啊。
May not be. You could eat.
你吃了以后。不一定是啊。
And after you eat, you may not die.
魔鬼说，啊，是上帝说，一定要死。
Because God said you're going to die.
他说不一定是。
The devil say may not be so.
所以魔鬼常常在我们里头说不一定，不一定，没有关系嘛。
So the devil will always cast doubt.
啊，你赌钱也不一定会输嘛。
And when you gamble, you may not lose money.
你抽烟了，打牌了。
Even if you smoke or you want to play cards, that's okay.
不一定人家看得见你啊。
People may not see you.
那弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经里清清楚楚、明白明明白白告诉我们说，魔鬼有各样的诡计。
The Bible says that the devil has many tricks.
我们常常说啊
，We always say
那些人很诡诈。
Those people are tricky devils.
非常狡猾。
They're very scheming.
我们把鬼这个字，中国人把这个鬼字跟连在一起的。
And the Chinese culture and the Chinese people always love to use the devil or the demon.
那我们骂人啊。
When you're scolding people,
这个人很诡诈。
Yeah, you're saying that he's a scheming devil.
这个人是很败坏的一个人。
And he's a corrupt devil.
我们常常说死鬼。
And he is a death devil.
或者恶鬼。
And he is an evil devil.
或者是懒鬼。
Or he's a lazy devil.
或者是酒鬼。
Or that he's a drunken devil.
哇，这个人喝醉了，喝这个啊，吐了又喝，喝了又吐，吐了又这个醉鬼。
He is an alcoholic devil.
你到如果到 Chinatown 去看看，有很多的醉鬼在哪里、啊？
You could if you go to the Chinatown area, you see a lot of drunk people there.
我可以告诉过这个 wine nose 这些的人，不是说一下子就成为醉鬼啊。
And these alcoholics did not just become alcoholic overnight.
开始一点点，喝一点点，喝一点点，再喝一点，再喝。喝一点的，喝了以后醉了，没有办法，躺在这个地上，在那里吐了以后，明天再醒了又再喝呢，就这个毒，这个醉鬼。
Many times people become alcoholics. It's a gradual process of becoming seriously alcoholic.
还有赌鬼啊。
And people who gamble.
还有色鬼啊。
About sex.
哦，这个是这个很可怕的。
And these are all fearful.
Yeah, 还有毒鬼啊，毒啊
gambling.
不是毒，这个 poison.
Poison. Okay. Drug.
现在呢，我可以告诉你啊，很可怕啊。
And it's scary.
在我们加拿大已经合法了。
Because in Canada, it's already legalized.
这个毒品的 这个越来越猖狂了。
So pot is now legal and permanent.
大家都去试试是吧？
And everybody can try.
合法了嘛？
Because it's now legal.
我告诉你啊，到了一个时候，你可以很多很多的赌鬼出来的。
And I can say that in the future, drug addicts will come out.
哎，我们用三个字来骂这个鬼，骂这个人。
And in Chinese languages, there are also three letters or three characters.
讨债鬼啦，冒失鬼啦，或者是小气鬼啦，势利鬼啦，吊死鬼啦，等等。
And you use the word ghost or devil to connect to people who commit suicide, who are tricky, who are scheming, who are stingy.
我们现在用四个字来说。
And there are also four characters.
来形容这个字是非常诡诈了。
And you are
这个人非常诡诈。
You are saying that he is very tricky and doing bad things, corrupt things.
那么我们说，哎呀，这个人是诡计多端。
And that he is scheming in his heart.
诡秘心窍。
And that he is always suspicious.
鬼话连篇。
And he's got all sorts of
鬼头鬼脑。
And that he's always thinking about bad things.
鬼鬼祟祟。鬼鬼祟祟。心怀鬼胎。还疑神疑鬼。打鬼主意。还有好多了。那弟兄姐妹们，你可看这是。这个就表示说，这个是非常邪恶、非常诡诈、非常坏的一个人。我们把它形容这样子的。
In the Chinese language, we will always use something bad to be connected to the devil.
那今天早晨
，this morning，
我们看这段圣经。
Let's read from the Bible.
这个人是被鬼所附着的。
This man has been possessed by the demons.
请各位注意啊
，listen to this.
你问我
，if you ask，
为什么这个人被鬼附着而不是那一个人呢
？Why was this man demon possessed and not the other man？
我没办法解决
，I cannot explain.
我没有解释
，I don't know how to explain.
但是我想这个人呢
，but I'm going to guess.
我想啊，不一定是正确的，很可能他喜欢玩鬼。
That he loved to play with the devil.
很多人喜欢玩鬼游戏啊。
Many people like to play.Games with the devil.
哎呀，在台湾的时候，在台湾的时候，有人喜欢玩碟戏，碟仙，你知道吗
？In Taiwan, people love to play the Ouija board.
还有笔仙啊
，and with a pen.
还有招鬼
，and you'll call. It's a seance.
我告诉你哦，就是在那跟鬼打交道。
In other words, you are now have fellowship with the devil.
你跟鬼打交道的话
，when you have fellowship with the devil,
有一天鬼就附在你身上。
One day, the devil will enter you.
我告诉你，小心哦。
And so be careful.
很多人在玩气功啊。
Many people will have 气功。
哎呀，你说这玩气功没什么问题啊。
You would say there's nothing wrong with 气功。
我告诉你，玩气功你玩的这个到一个程度啊，这个是这个鬼上身的。
If you are not careful, eventually it may lead to demon possession.
在 San Francisco 有一个人。
There's a man in San Francisco.
这个人就是告诉我说，他说我这个玩气功玩到一个时候，我吐气到这个到树上，在树面前吐气，这个气还会回来呀。
He was learning 气功 to the point where he can send his breath to the tree and the tree can return the breath to him.
那个时候他还没信耶稣啊。
At that time he was not yet a believer.
他是在台湾成功大学毕业的。
He is a graduate of the Taiwan University.
跟我们的苏长老一样的了。
Who graduate our Elder Sue also graduated from the same university.
那么到一个时候是晚上是不能睡觉了。
And to a point where he could not sleep.
这个好像有什么东西在那里来捉弄他。
It is as though he is being possessed by something.
他亲口给我讲了。
And he told me personally.
而且有很多的这个资料就讲到这个人呢、啊，这个人是这个有气功到一个什么样这个程度。
And there's a lot of literature that talk about when he is doing 气功 to a degree.
都晚上睡不着。
He could not sleep at night.
我就看见什么这个。鬼怪了，对这些的啊，这个孤魂鬼灵的东西。
He will have visions of the devil and the demon.
感谢主。
But thank God.
后来他信了主。
Eventually came to faith.
信了主以后，这些的东西靠着主就把它完成了。
And by God's grace, he was able to overcome all these.
而且他神呼召他出来做传道，他姓李这个人。
And this Mr. Li eventually was called into the ministry.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能说是哎呀来玩鬼呀、啊，这个。
So never play with the devil.
我们有一些人是找鬼来呀、啊。
And some people will have a seance to invite the devil to come.
我告诉你哦，你来玩鬼，鬼要附在你的身上呢。
Because if you play with the devil, he's going to come and he's going to paint you, he's going to stick to you.
我们不是中国人有句话说吗?
There's a Chinese saying.
你玩蛇被蛇咬。
If you play with a snake, you'll get bitten.
玩火被火烧。
If you play with fire, you'll get burned.
你个玩鬼被鬼附。
If you are going to play with a devil, he's going to possess you. 你
可看见这个人被鬼附着了。
So he was possessed by the devil.
什么叫做被鬼附着了呢?
What do you mean by to be possessed by the demon?
鬼在他的身上。
In other words, a demon is in him.
这个人就失去了自己的自由。
He has lost total control.
自由的理性。
His freedom.
自由的真这个尊严。
And his self-respect, self-dignity.
他没办法自己控制自己。
He cannot control himself.
完全是随着这个鬼在那行事。
He is now being controlled by the devil.
我告诉各位哦。
I tell you.
这个鬼。在圣经里面形容三个不同的。
In fact, they describe there are three types of demons in him.
第一个，他就是污鬼。
First one, the filthy demons.
不干净的。
In other words, the filthy, the dirty demons.
啊，怎么样子鬼我不晓得。
And I don't know how to describe it.
第二个。
Second kind.
他说我是叫群。耶稣说你叫什么名字？
Because Jesus asked him, and he says, my name is Legend.
这个 Legend 什么意思？
What do you mean by Legend?
在罗马的军队里面，一个军队叫 Legend。
In the Roman Empire, the army is split into different kinds, including Legend.
这一个军队里，军团里头有六千个人。
In other words, a legend is a group of 6,000. A legend is a group of 6,000 soldiers.
换句话说，他有六千个鬼在他的身上。
In other words, you got 6,000 demons in
there. 厉害不厉害？
Is that terrible or not?
好像不厉害的样子。
It is as though it's not terrible.
厉害不厉害啊?
Is it terrible?
啊，乌鬼。
There's a filthy demon.
啊，那个多鬼啊。
You got 6,000 demons.
还有呢，叫非常恶鬼啊。
And also the evil one.
非常凶恶的鬼。
And fierce and violent.
哇，你可看见这是一个鬼。这个人，我刚才说怎么会被鬼附着呢
？How would he be possessed by the demon？
多大年纪我不知道。
How old he is？We don't know。
可能他犯罪了。
Could be he sinned。
有一些的解经家说可能他犯罪了。
Some Bible expositors will say he committed a lot of sin。
犯了很脏很恶的罪。
He has committed so much evil。
所以。鬼就趁着这个机会就附
着他了。And the devil took the opportunity and entered him.
所以我现在早晨用三件事情给你们讲。
This morning I'm going to share with you three things.
我不要讲得太长啊。
I won't get to preach too long.
有人在笑了。
Some people are laughing now.
说我讲得太长了。
Because I preach too long.
我预备了很多。
I have prepared a lot.
我刚才给他 go over 一下，他说是不是你讲得完吗？
At least 2 hours here.
第一件事情
First point,
一个被鬼附着了按照刚才圣经说告诉我们
According to the Bible, somebody who is possessed by the demon.
这个人被鬼附着的光景是什么光景
What is his condition?
如果你把这三段圣经马太福音第八章那个马可福音第五章以及路加福音第八章我们把它总合起来的话 我可以告诉你这一个鬼附着他有三个很可悲、很悲的、很痛苦的事情。
As you read from the three synoptic gospels, that is Luke, Matthew, and Mark, you will see three very pitiful conditions.
第一个
，first，
他自己
，for himself。
圣经告诉我们说
，the Bible says，
当这个人被鬼附着的时候，他不知道羞耻了。
And that when he is demon possessed, he no longer is ashamed.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
圣经说他连衣服都不穿了,
The Bible says that he's completely naked.
你看,赤身露体了。
And he was now completely naked.
你看,这一定没有,一定没有人的尊严了。
He has no self-dignity of a person.
你可以看见有很多的时候啊。
So many times.
我们说是被酒鬼所附着，被赌鬼所附着，被色鬼所附着，被烟鬼所附着，被毒鬼所附着，
When a person is being under the control of drugs or rum or gambling or sex, he will lose all self-dignity.
他喝醉了酒了以后。
He is still wallowing in the drunkenness.
这个是非常有尊严的人，结果被这个酒在的酒鬼在附着以后，他躺在地上，他不至于羞耻。
A person with self-dignity once he's under the control of the alcohol, he would be lying down on the ground and unashamed.
我告诉你啊,
I'll tell you.
有的人是被毒, 被毒品所染上了以后, 这个毒鬼临到他的时候, 我告诉你, 他没有羞耻。
And when a person is addicted to drugs, he will lose any embarrassment.
他偷。
He will steal.
他抢。
He will rob.
他欺骗。
He will cheat.
为的就是要挣一定的钱买毒品。
That is to get the money to buy drugs.
这个毒瘾啊。
That is to satisfy his addiction.
我告诉各位哦。
I'll tell you.
那是非常非常痛苦的。
That is painful.
这一个人被鬼所附着了，他不知羞耻。
This man,
衣服都赤裸。
This man was unashamed,
赤裸裸的,
unembarrassed.
一丝不挂。
And he does not care anymore.
你说可怕可怕可。
And isn't that terrible? Is that fearful? Scary.
可怕可怕。啊，至于我们江长老，他坐在第一排，听我讲到他点头，你们都是不点头。
There's only one who's scared.
是不是？
Isn't it true?
那第二件事情。
Secondly,
他不仅是赤裸这个。
Not only is he completely naked.
第二。
Second,
在这里告诉我们说。
The Bible says,
说什么呢？啊，他是。圣经告诉我们说，他是用石头，他住在，对不起，他不住在家里面，住在坟堆里头。
He does not live in a house, but instead he lives in a cemetery.
哦，坟堆我们说死人住。
In other words, he's living among the dead.
而且是鬼灵住在是这个里头了。
In other words, the devil has made him live among the tombs.
一个活人呢，看见这个殡仪馆就害怕了。
People are afraid of the funeral home.
我有一个朋友。
I have a friend.
我不告诉你是谁。
I will not tell you the name.
很多人认识的。
Everybody knows him.
要叫他到龙街院去吃饭，他不去了。
If you ask him to go to a restaurant to eat, he will never go.
勉强的跟我去了几次。
But he
would, 勉强的时候跟我去了。
He will, if I force him, he will go.
哦，他请我们两个人吃皇帝蟹。
And he will invite my wife and I for king crab.
但是他就不喜欢到龙街院那个 Dragon View 那里。
But he does not want to go to one particular restaurant called the Dragon View.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
他的 Dragon View 对面是个殡仪馆。
Because across Dragon View is actually a funeral home.
但是我看见殡仪馆我不喜欢。
So when I see the funeral home, I don't like it.
害怕。
I'm afraid.
那弟兄姐妹们，他这个人是这个昼夜住在坟堆里头啊。
This man is living among the tombs.
什么人住在坟堆里啊？
Who lives among the tombs?
那个丑陋不堪的。
These are people, the homeless people there.
你可看见这个真的脏啊。
And they're dirty.
黑暗啊。
It's dark.
没有人敢去的。
And people don't go there. But he lives there.
这是鬼被鬼附着的人啊。
That is a phenomenon of being demon possessed.
他就是到那个去往到那个脏的可怕的地方去。
He's now attracted to the scary, to the dirty. Third.
在这里告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
他不仅是如此，他常常用石头来砍他自己身体。
Oftentimes he will cut himself with stones.
谁不爱护自己的身体啊？
Who does not like his own body?
一点点又砍了，要被刀砍了，我赶快到医院里去啊！
When you get a paper cut, then you go to emergency.
但是这个人被鬼附着，他没有办法控制自己啊！
But he could not control himself.
他失去了他自己的理智。
He lost all control.
被鬼所附着了。
He was controlled by the devil.
圣经告诉我们说有。石头砍自己啊！
And the Bible says that he will cut himself with stones.
我告诉用流遍体流遍体
流 So his whole body would be bleeding.
到处流血。
And he's bleeding.
他在里砍了。
And he will hurt himself.
他已经失去了知觉。
And he has lost all sense.
被鬼附着的人就这样子。
And that is a circumstance of a demon possessed.
我告诉各位，你想一想。
Just imagine this. There are some people who are demon possessed today.
被毒,
that is from 被酒, by gambling, from
被色,
alcohol, sex,
被毒品,
or by drugs.
还有什么等的很多了。
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在《活在耶稣里》福音网页下端，点击联络我们。在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。